What are dropped or expired domains? These are domains that have not had their registration renewed in time by the owners. If a domain expires, it will immediately become inactive, meaning all services attached to that domain also stop functioning. It will then become available to others to bid on or buy. Or you can reactivate it from within the expired domain list within a set renewal grace period. Expired domains have a history and site authority, pre-laid foundations that offer the chance of high traffic, instant ranking material, and high-value backlinks for the same cost as registering a new domain name. This history reduces time taken to get a website to rank because Google takes into account the domain's history and existing backlinks. This is kinda like a qualified applicant coming to an interview over someone who has no experience whatsoever. You would expect much more from the qualified applicant and would likely trust them more without you standing over their shoulder. Google is Lil the interviewer and the expired domain the qualified applicant. When creating multiple websites, use a mix of expired and new domains as it looks more natural to Google. But if you are going to buy expired domains, make sure you buy a domain that is close to the niche you are targeting. Look for keywords in your niche and backlinks to websites within your industry. You can purchase and register your domain names here, http://micom.uk/ncdomains. When buying expired domains, you'll want to check the number and value of the backlinks associated with that domain. https://www.expired.domains.net/. We'll check backlinks and total referring domains for you, and we'll gather all the information about the domain name and history you need before making any purchases. A quick and easy way to purchase domains quickly is to look at the number of referring domains versus the number of total backlinks. If these numbers are similar, then it's unlikely the domain has been spammed, so it's worth taking a chance on. I use this model when purchasing non-auction domains as they are the same price as buying new domains. When purchasing auction domains, then much greater research is needed before spending a lot of money on an expired domain. This is outside this course, but if wanted, please join my YouTube channel, https://www.youtube.com/@mikemartin, and request this video. And I will create an in-depth training on auction domains, or will find an expert and interview them on the subject for you. Remember, domain names retain their history, and in some cases they may have been de-indexed by Google. You won't know this until you build a website on that domain. Because of this, I like to put up a basic site on my domains and wait until Google indexes it before I start doing any serious work on it. This just saves you doing lots of work if the URL is never going to index. You can easily check if a domain is indexed in Google by typing site://url.com in the search bar to check if it has been indexed. What can expired domains be used for? Building authority sites. An expired domain with high authority and an established link profile give you a head start on building and ranking a content-rich site. Private blog network. Use expired domain names to build a number of high-quality authoritative sites in a specific niche and use those sites to rank your website. You can increase the relevance of your website by simply pointing hyperlinks containing keywords from your network sites to the websites you are trying to rank. Single niche PBNs offer you complete control over everything, from content to relevance, domain strength, and the anchor text. Everything is controlled by you to build your powerful PBN. I will talk more on PBNs in a later module. Redirects. Take the expired domain that you bought and 301 redirect it to your main website. This will pass over a portion of the authority from the old site to yours almost immediately. Not recommended as a regular link building habit. Most people when buying expired domains are focused on metrics like how many backlinks a domain has or things like citation flow, trust flow, etc. Many people overlook how much traffic a domain has. Expired domains give you a great head start with search engine optimization. Due to the history that they hold and previously built links with other niche-specific websites, you are almost guaranteed traffic and open up the opportunity to test content on your website and track things like scroll rates and click rates. Expired domain values. Valuing an expired domain. 95% of a domain's value comes from its backlink profile. When purchasing an expired domain, review its backlink profile and ask yourself how much would it cost to replicate this backlink profile. Building a backlink profile takes time and money. High-quality niche-relevant links are worth around $170, while editorial links from sites like the New York Times are worth thousands. Knowing this makes it very easy to value a domain's backlink history and helps you to work out if this domain is beneficial to you. Will this domain's history and backlinks be rich enough to create high traffic for your website? Summary: expired domains are domains that have not had their registration renewed in time by the owners and become available to others to bid on or buy. Expired domains have a history and site authority, which reduces time taken to get a website to rank because Google takes into account the domain's history and existing backlinks. When creating multiple websites, use a mix of expired and new domains and check the number and value of the backlinks associated with the domain before making any purchases. To purchase domains quickly, look at the number of referring domains versus the number of total backlinks. If these numbers are similar, then it's unlikely the domain has been spammed, so it's worth taking a chance on. You won't know if a domain name has been indexed by Google until you build a website on it. You can easily check if a domain has been indexed in Google by typing site://url.com in the search bar. Private blog networks use expired domain names to build high-quality authoritative sites in a specific niche, and then point hyperlinks containing keywords from your network sites to the websites you are trying to rank. When buying expired domains, many people focus on metrics like how many backlinks a domain has or things like citation flow, trust flow, etc. Expired domains give you a great head start with search engine optimization and allow you to test content. When purchasing an expired domain, review its backlink profile to determine its value. High-quality niche-relevant links are worth around $170, while editorial links from sites like the New York Times are worth thousands. Action points. Purchase and register your domain names here http://mycom.uk/ncdomain. Check the number of and value of your backlinks via https://www.expiredomains.net/. Ask yourself, how much would it cost to replicate this backlink profile? Is it worth it?